Bring yourself back home into the body to meet the love of your life. A woman who is anchored fully into her womb, into her sensuality, her sexuality, her sacred eros, is so fulfilled by her own energy that she has no interest in desperate activities such as seeking attention or validation from the outside world. She feels no need in siphoning energy from others to fulfill herself. She does not need to manipulate men to feel worthy. A woman who is embodying her eros is anointed by her own essence. She is her own priority and number one lover. She gives herself everything, therefore becoming magnetic to the same royal treatment by the outside world. Love, since the ancient times, we have been getting programmed to seek for the beloved on the outside. Religion has played one of the biggest roles in putting us into this consciousness trap of outsourcing God. Religion that seemingly disconnected us from our divinity, telling us that we are separate from God, creating this huge empty hole within us. Ever since then, we have desperately been trying to fill up this empty space. This disconnection from the beloved, from the eternal source, has plagued humanity for centuries, resulting in men and women walking around miserable AF, playing out a variety of manipulation schemes to get love from each other, to siphon energy from each other because of the delusion that we are disconnected from eternal source. Now, as people are waking up to their spiritual essence, they are realizing that God is within. Many people comprehend in their mind that God is within. However, they do not know what to do with that information. Knowing that God is within comes with not only a huge relief that, oh, thank goddess, we no longer have to outsource, but it also comes with a huge responsibility. Sovereignty is responsibility. When you remember that you are sovereign, you have to go through the process of seeing where you are still blaming others, where you are still victimizing yourself, where you are placing responsibility on others over your life. So when you begin to remember that God is within you, you begin the journey of descending into your body to meet God, to meet Source, to meet your divinity. Often when people embark on their journey of spiritual awakening, they dive into New Age, which leads them into higher dimensions. I myself, when I began waking up spiritually, disassociated from 3D. I disassociated from the material world, and I was ready to live in the clouds, thinking that I am already living in, quote, New Earth. However, I was literally leaving my body behind, having no foundation whatsoever. I was delusional. So when I realized that it is essential to build my foundation in order to become the human being that I am meant to be, I began my descent into the body, into lower dimensions. I started eating more dense foods. I started listening to lower frequency music. I started caring about money, just all of the lower chakras things that I was previously bypassing. My devotion to finding myself has led me into my womb. I then received the codes that my womb is the portal to my soul, which made a whole lot of sense. I see my soul as the feminine, the waters, the eternal ocean, whereas my consciousness is my masculine. This is where it gets juicy. I started seeing how my consciousness is the masculine and my soul, my feminine, wants him, the masculine, to come home. It is fascinating to me how the micro reflects in the macro. How many times have you heard of the father of the family not being home? He's just wandering around, distracted by other things, forgetting the deep spiritual significance of family, of being home, of being the protector, the space holder, the strong warrior that families need in their home. This is reflected on the micro level in each human being. Many people are not actually in their bodies. Their consciousness, their masculine, is everywhere but home, in the body. I had this huge epiphany that for me to know myself, to embody myself, I absolutely must bring my consciousness into the body. This is the key. Every human being has masculine and feminine energy. I'm sure you have heard this before. Remember in the beginning I was talking about how the religious programming caused people to seek for the beloved on the outside? The beloved of your consciousness is your soul. The beloved of your soul is your consciousness. The marriage of the two polarities within you is the key to you embodying who you are meant to be. As your consciousness, your masculine, begins to come back home into the body, penetrating the dark, fertile soil of your subconscious, getting to know your essence and going deep into your womb to meet your soul, you are being reborn into a more coherent, powerful being. Woman. This is the sacred key to your wildest dreams. Do you receive? As you are opening up to your consciousness to enter your temple, you are initiating yourself into a process of multidimensional remembrance. Because you are quite literally entering your subconscious, you will start seeing everything. The light of your consciousness will become aware of everything that has been hidden within you. The fears, the programs, the illusions, the demons, the yucky memories. And as you face all of this, as this fierce masculine warrior that is your consciousness, face all of this, you will be activating your true organic coding. The coding that, when activated, will materialize into you embodying your full potential. This, of course, is not an overnight process. When we truly devote ourselves to knowing who we are as women, we begin to consciously move in a spiral. I have been observing myself for years. For instance, I had the realization about 9 months ago that I really need to build my foundation. I did not know how I will do it. All I knew is that building my foundation is key. So I set the intention, letting myself, my higher self, know that I am ready. And guess what? Everything that has been happening since then has been teaching me how to build my foundation. At some point, it feels like I am so far off from my path. And then alchemy happens, and all of a sudden, I find myself at a deeper realization, embodying certain codes that I did not embody before, and therefore knowing at a deeper level what the next step is in building my foundation. It is a spiral. And at this point, I am so aware of this spiral that I have complete trust that everything that is happening is leading me into deeper awareness. And that if I feel frustrated, confused, overwhelmed at some point, I still know that it's part of the process. I believe it is because the feminine fluidity exists in a spiral. We constantly rebirth ourselves. Every month we journey outwards and then come back into our womb cave to shed what needs to die and to rebirth as a more integrated, more powerful woman. Our feminine cycle inevitably requires that we surrender. The more we master the art of surrender, the more potent our medicine, because as we surrender, we are able to truly receive the magic of our soul. When in the midst of learning how to build my foundation, I truly understood that the key is my devotion to my womb, I decided to do a ritual of marriage for myself. In this ritual, I initiated my consciousness to enter into divine union with my soul. I initiated hieros gamos within my being. Hieros gamos is the sacred marriage of the human and the divine. So it's the consciousness and the soul entering this sacred devotional union together so that the human is that child of that union. So I had a candle lit to represent my consciousness and a chalice with water to represent my soul. I visualized standing before an altar within my womb and I spoke the sacred words full of complete devotion. This ritual was a seed that I planted within myself, knowing that it will ripple out into all dimensions of my being and lead me deeper into my embodiment. And of course, it began to ripple out. This seed that I planted sprouted into the roots that are my foundation. Now, a few months later, the spiral of my priestess path has led me into building my sacred structure, creating energetic boundaries. You know, the masculine is doing its thing right now. The consciousness is active, beginning to truly do the masculine stuff, like building the structure, creating the boundaries in the sacred temple of my body, clearing major emotional codependence issues, and overall, I am beginning to become an individuated being. I have deeper trust now, more awareness of my subconscious, and I am so ecstatic about what I will unravel within myself next. I am grounded in my womb, and I know for a fact that when us women truly devote our consciousness into service to our wombs, we will birth the organic timeline on Earth. Because when we devote ourselves to our souls will guide us in every aspect of our life and give us the code to materialize into our physical reality. As I am swimming deep in these codes, a beautiful woman named Delaney reached out to me to co-create an offering that will lead women into their wombs. We came together in such synchronicity, sharing our stories together about coming back into the body, tantric twerking, and overall very juicy sacred feminine wisdom. So we decided to offer a 3-hour tantric workshop called the Primal Call of the Womb, which will include a Hieros Gamos ceremony. We will lovingly hold your hand as you devote yourself to your womb. We will also share some very potent transmissions and complete the ceremony with tantric twerking and celebration of the body. The Primal Call of the Womb will happen on January 12th and it will be held on Zoom. If you have been feeling this call to anchor deeper into your body, this live transmission from Delaney and I will help you set the foundation for your embodiment. This will be a safe, intimate space surrounded by other women who are also feeling the same call within. The time is now. Let's come together and say yes to the primordial call of the mother. The link to sign up will be in the show notes below the episode. I will be so ecstatic to see you there, sister. And you can always message me on my Instagram @TantricRebel. Eternal love.